It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Any of you folks take stock in that old expression that no news is good news? I don't think there are many people who do. No news is definitely not good news, especially for anyone who's ever been away from home. There are many people who have been suddenly called away from home and loved ones at one time or another. And those people know from experience that there's nothing quite as important during those days of separation as mail. Any man or woman in the armed services will tell you the only call that takes precedence over mess call is mail call. And believe me, when a letter from home is more important to a hungry GI than food, you know that it means something. The action, the strain, the anxieties of war can keep a soldier's mind occupied. But when the letdown comes, the time to relax, that's when morale needs a shot in the arm. Yes, friends, keep those letters going. Those men and women in the service don't believe that no news is good news. Any news from home is always good news to them.
Well, Teeny, how do you like the stand?
Oh, it's just wonderful, Mr. McGee. I bet this is the best lemonade stand any little child that's gone in business for herself ever had, I betcha. Me and Willie Toops and Freddie.
Notice how strong it is. You kids can sit on the counter when you get tired, and it'll hold all three of you. Easy. I got posts drove in the ground.
Oh, that's swell. But we got a chair, see? And we're going to take turns.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. One of us sitting and mixing up more lemonade while the other one sells it and puts the money in the box.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's only two of you. Well, what's the third kid going to do?
Oh, he's going to stand on the corner and hand out salty crackers free to everybody that comes by.
Hey, that's pretty shrewd. I think you kids will do all right, Teeny.
Oh, boy. I'll be a big lady businessman when I grow up, I bet you. I'll run home now and get some salty crackers and get Willie Toops and get Freddie Fuller and get started.
Good. Well, I'll keep an eye on the stand till you get back.
If you drink any lemonade, just put the nickel in the cigar box. We got to keep things businesslike in the cigar box.
Yeah, okay, okay. Ah, she's a cute kid. Got a good business head on her, too. Nobody puts anything over on that kid. Yes, sir. Someday she's going to make some man a very annoying wife. Now, let me see now. I'll line the glasses up. I have to get a kettle from Molly for her to wash the glasses in when she gets back here.
Hello there, Johnny! Hot enough for you?
Oh, hi, old-timer. Molly's in the house, but you don't need to go in. We don't need any groceries today.
What's the matter, Johnny? You kids ain't buying as much as you used to. Your sure daughter don't need, ice cold lemonade, 5 cents a G.
That's glass, 5 cents a glass.
So that's what you were billing yesterday afternoon. Lemonade stand. Why didn't you tell me, son?
Huh?
Why didn't you come to your old friend and tell me about it?
Because it wasn't none of your dad-dratted business, that's why. Why should I go looking for you to tell
Johnny
you
Johnny boy, it is my business.
Ah.
Things are so tough, you gotta set yourself up a lemonade stand to make ends meet. That's the business of all your friends.
What? Oh, now, wait
you
a minute.
You and daughter ain't going hungry while I'm on this route. I got an extra loaf of bread in the back of the truck and
oh, cut it out. This ain't my lemonade stand. I'm just...
No need to be proud, Johnny. The bread's almost a week old. I'll go get it and swipe some ham out of Miss Bradley's...
Oh, order. You're not going anywhere.
Let go of my suspenders. You're stretching elastic.
No more than you're stretching a simple situation into
here
a big...
Here now. What's going on here?
Oh, nothing, officer. Just a slight misunderstanding. You see, he saw me setting up this lemonade stand and...
Lemonade stand, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's nothing illegal about that as long as you have a license. You do have one, don't you?
A license? Well, no, but...
That's all right, officer. I'll pay for it. Now, how much is it?
Who are you?
Well, I'm this man's next-door neighbor. Lester Nelson's my name. I'd kind of like to help him until he gets back on his feet.
Hey, where did you come from, Les?
Well, I couldn't help overhearing you discussing your troubles with the old-timer, Mr. McGee. Now, I don't mean to butt in, but if there's anything Sally and I can do...
Well, there is. You can mind your own dad-ratted business.
Now, sir, that's no way to talk to these nice, friendly neighbors of yours. We all need friends in time of trouble. Accept his generous offer. You can pay him back. 10 cents a week.
Yeah, but all...
Yeah, Johnny, out of the profits of your stand.
Oh, don't be proud. Think of your wife. She's a mighty fine...
I didn't build this thing for Molly. I did it for the kids.
Well, then, think of the kids. I've got six of my own, and believe me, there's nothing as pitiful as the wail of a hungry child in the middle of the night.
Oh, for the love of...
What's going on here, McGee? I heard the commotion out here.
Oh, Molly, am I glad you're here. Look, tell these
guys... Now, ma'am, you just go back into the house and take care of those little tots of yours.
Little tots?
Everything is under control. This was just a simple misunderstanding. But thanks to the generous offer of your kindly neighbor here, it's all straightened out. I'm new on this beat, but I want you to know the policeman is your friend. And...
Here is an important dramatized message from five New York doctors.
Five New York doctors prove you can break the laxative habit.
83% of the cases tested did it. So can you.
But how, doctor?
Stop taking whatever you now take. Instead, every night for 1 week, take 2 Carter's Little Liver Pills. Second week, 1 each night. Third week, 1 every other night. Then nothing. Every day, drink plenty of liquids. Put yourself on schedule.
But how can Carter's help break the laxative habit, doctor?
Because Carter's Little Liver Pills not only relieve irregularity, they also improve the flow of liver bile that's needed for natural regularity. When worry, overeating, overwork make you irregular temporarily, take Carter's temporarily and don't get the laxative habit. Get Carter's Little Liver Pills, only 43 cents. Break your laxative habit. Regain that wonderful feeling that goes with natural regularity.
But, Mr. McGee, all I did was...
butt in and mess everything up. That's what you did.
That's a fine attitude for a friendly neighbor, Johnny.
McGee, they meant well. They were only trying to help.
Well...
That's right. We only tried
well,
to...
Well, things are settled now, so let's break it up, boys, huh?
Yeah, I'll get on with my route. Gonna take me a lot longer today now that I got this story to tell. I'll stop at Toots's first. They'll get a kick out of all this.
Well, I'm glad everything is settled. Now I can get back to the kitchen and take a look at that roast. It's probably burnt to a crisp by
and
now.
I'd better get to the corner and call in.
Then it's okay if the kids have their lemonade stand here on my lawn?
Oh, sure. It's sticking out over the sidewalk about 8 or 10 inches. That's really the only thing that's illegal about it, but we won't bother about that.
Good.
If a squad car comes by, just tell them the sergeant said okay. I don't know what sergeant that means, but it usually works.
Okay. Boy, well, I'm glad that's settled.
I guess this whole thing was my fault, Mr. McGee.
Oh, that's okay, Les. You guys meant well, anyhow.
Well, you're our friend, Mr. McGee.
Well, anyway, it was that cop button in here that caused all the confusion. That big lunkhead. It's a good thing he didn't give me any trouble about this stand, because, boy, I'd have had him busted so far out in the sticks he'd have to report in by carrier pigeon. Boy, I'd have that guy to go, ooh, ah, ha, ha, hi, officer, I thought you laughed.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Unfortunately for you, I forgot my pad.
Oh, yeah. Well, here it is, officer. Sir, let me brush it off for you. There's a little dust on there. And...
Well, I tell you, I better get back to the kitchen myself. Sally's fixing dinner, lunch, and I promised to string the bring green, bring the string. Goodbye, friend.
Some friend. Care for some lemonade, officer? Just mixed up a fresh batch. You look kind of hot.
Move the lemonade stand back.
Move it? I can't move it. It's drove in the ground.
The lemonade stand is sticking out illegally over the sidewalk, which happens to be against the law.
Yeah, I know, but officer, you
said... Ah, but that was when I was a friendly rookie.
Huh?
But now that I'm just a big lunkhead about to be busted out of the sticks, all I know is what I read in the book. And by the book, you're illegal, so tear it out of there!
Yeah, but, oh, Molly! Molly, hey, Molly!
But, officer, he told you in order to move this stand back 8 inches, he'll have to tear the whole thing apart.
I'm sorry, Mrs. McGee, the law is the law.
Yeah.
All right, now you get going with the building project. I want that stand tore loose and move back.
Don't holler at me, Buster. I know my rights. You guys are public servants, and no servant is going to stand by while I work.
Well, what's going on here, Molly? Little Tanglefoot tangling with the law again?
Yes, doctor.
Oh. Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Doc, do you know this lunkhead?
If you're referring to my good friend, Officer Kevin Clark, from whom I recently had the honor of removing a bullet fired from the gun belonging to pretty boy Parker, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Are you the officer who broke up the Parker mob?
Single-handed, my dear.
Oh, gee whiz, and I called him a big lunkhead. Now, gee, officer, I'm sorry. I really am. Boy, oh, boy, the Parker mob. Mm-hmm. Ooh, if I'd known you were the guy that busted...
Well...
My, they should give you a medal or something, officer.
You think so?
Sure, so us citizens can tell who our heroes are.
Well, now I just do my duty like a good policeman.
Gee whiz, all you cops look alike. Same uniform and all. How are we supposed to know who are the heroes and who are the lunkheads? I mean...
What kind of a remark was that?
McGee, you should have quit when you were ahead. Here's your hammer and crowbar. Back to work.
Well, I just...
Go ahead. You heard the lady. Move the stand.
What? Oh, this is just ridiculous.
Well, the boy has a positive talent for trouble, Molly.
This is the most unjustest thing I ever saw. Just because I got a big mouth and you got big ears, I have to come...
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi. I brought some more crackers and I got some more lemons, see? Oh, boy, customers already.
Hiya, Teeny.
Hello, Teeny.
Well, hi there, darling. Is this your stand?
Sure. Hi, Uncle Kevin.
Well, it's no use, Teeny. Uncle Kevin?
Uncle?
Well, McGee, why didn't you tell me you built this stand for this cute little niece of mine?
Niece? You never...
Oh, Mr. McGee is just modest, I betcha.
What?
Yeah. He does things like this for us little children all the time. You want to be my first customer, Uncle Kevin?
Sure. I'd consider it an honor. How much is it?
How much? It's free. The drinks are on me, everybody. Oh, fill them up, Teeny. Help her, Molly. Come on, drink up, everybody.
Oh,
free lemonade here.
My business is rushing.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. When you prepare a meal, you try to keep it well-balanced. You try to get the right amount of each ingredient for the sort of meal you're cooking. Well, that's the policy NBC has followed in preparing your daytime summer lineup. Whether you're able to spend your days out on the beach relaxing, or whether you have to work taking care of the family, you'll find the daytime schedule just the thing to help pass the morning along. Lend an ear, Mother, or even both ears, to some of the weekday favorites waiting for you in the morning. There's Strike It Rich, The Phrase That Pays, and Second Chance. Among the afternoon highlights are Welcome Travelers and It Pays to Be Married. It's listening that's as pleasant as a summer day, and it should be because it's designed for a summer day. It's an easy-to-take listening lineup presented Monday through Friday by NBC Radio. And by the way, don't forget that NBC keeps you informed all through the week with such exciting news features as Heart of the News. Hear it every night.
See the afternoon mail, Molly? Postcard from Uncle Dennis.
Oh, bless his heart. What does he have to say?
Says, thinking of you both and hope to see you this summer. I expect to get a week off in August.
A week off?
Mm-hmm.
For vacation?
No, for good behavior.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble, Bob Easton as Les, and Parley Bear as the cop. And a fine, friendly person he turned out to be, which is often the case. This is John Wall saying good night and inviting you to chuckle with us again tomorrow on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hear Henry Cassidy with Heart of the News tonight on the NBC Radio Network. With Heart of the News tonight on the NBC Radio Network.